Hello and welcome to this edition of the End Zone Podcast, a talking college hoops of the End Zone Podcast. I'm sure we already, I'm sure it's taken somewhere, but maybe we'll call it the Fast Break Edition or something like that, or I don't know. I don't know. That was a bad idea, but no, who knows what. But either way, you're hearing this because I, surprisingly, for as little as I know about college football, I love college basketball, perhaps more than the NBA. And there's been a lot of fascinating stuff that has happened these last few weeks, and I just thought we'd get on here, Chris, and we'd talk a little bit of college basketball for a little while. Full disclosure, I am, to our listeners, I am pretty poor, so I don't have ESPN. So a lot of these games, I keep track of the box score and watch the highlights afterwards. So I may not be the most educated, but I know enough that I thought it would be fun to talk some college basketball.
Yeah, this should be pretty fun. I'm not like the, of course, I don't, football would be my sport, but I know a little bit about college basketball, so that's why, mainly why we're doing this.
Yeah, and if this fails terribly, I mean, it fails terribly and we'll never do it again. We're really starting this right now, so we'll have something to talk about kind of when the off season starts, because March is going to be kind of a dead period for us, so we can talk about March Madness and things of that. Yeah.
As far as football goes, yeah, it's gonna be quite,
Yeah.
there's gonna be nothing.
Yeah, March is well, free agency happens in March, so that's always cool to watch. But of course, we're not going to do as many episodes of the football show then. And in February, when we get closer to the selection day after the Super Bowl, like the week coming up to selection week, we will probably talk a little bit more, and maybe we'll talk a little bit in January. Who knows? Maybe this will be our last one till March. We're not sure yet, but it should be a lot of fun, Chris.
Who knows, it might be our last
Yeah,
one,
it might
period.
be. Might.
To be honest, we
We
don't know.
don't
We'll never
know. Well,
know.
hopefully it's not. So, Chris,
Yeah, hopefully.
let's just get right to it. I wanted to start by talking just
Course.
kind of about our top tens that we have currently for where teams are in the nation. And yeah, so what, I'll let you start.
Okay. For me, I'm just gonna go through my first two, or how do we want to do this? Top two, top three, top five? Doesn't matter.
Look, just go through your all of them. Just
Doesn't
go through
matter.
all of them.
Okay. At one, I have Villanova. At two, I have Michigan State. Three, I have Wichita State. So we're gonna say that. At four, I have Duke. At five, I have Miami, and then Arizona State, Kentucky at seven, not Kansas, Kentucky. North Carolina at eight, Xavier at nine, and then Texas A&M at 10.
Yeah, so out of those, I just have a few questions for you. Why do you have Villanova number one?
Well, they're undefeated. I think that they've played like the best team in college basketball, in my opinion. Michigan State has that one loss. Arizona State, you could argue. I don't know why I put them so low. They could easily be a top four, but I guess I probably discredited them. I will give you that one. But I think Villanova has played like the best team in college basketball with that, and they're undefeated. I think they deserve that number one spot.
Well,
And you could probably say that I am probably kind of going somewhat off of last season, the fact that they did win it all.
two
I
seasons
had them
ago.
at one and one anyway. Like, excuse me, 2 seasons ago. Never mind. Oh my gosh, I was thinking last season. I don't know what I was thinking.
Good start. We're off to a
But
good start.
yeah, very good start.
For me, I have Michigan State number one just because I know that they lost to, their only loss is to Duke. And for a long time, we saw Duke as the best team in the country, and I think they honestly were before they went and got shocked this weekend at Boston College. They've always had struggles in the second half this year, and it kind of came back to bite them in the second half against Boston College. But the Spartans really played them tight. It was only a 7-point loss. Miles Bridges had a great game. Michigan State was up at a point in the second half by something like 13 points. And that's just why I think Michigan State has a stronger schedule than Villanova has. Michigan State's played Notre Dame, UNC, Nebraska, and Rutgers are kind of their, plus Duke are kind of their most notable games, while Villanova has basically Tennessee and Gonzaga, and they almost lost to LaSalle on Sunday. So I just
Well,
that's or it was too close in my opinion for the way LaSalle's been playing this year, which
right.
is badly. Like Villanova should have blown them out of the water in my opinion. And the fact
And
they
you
only beat Western Kentucky by under t by 8 points, like that's not great to see either. That's why I have Michigan State number one. Also, I think because, and I guess to answer my question from later would be, I think Miles Bridges is one of the best players in the nation. So that's kind of why they're at number one for me.
Yeah, I would agree. I could agree with you
Right, kind of
as to they
continue.
could easily be the number one team. They could
Yeah,
be.
no,
I'm
yeah,
not gonna even make
we
an
do.
argument for that because they
Yeah,
have.
but there's no shame in it.
Overall,
We're
they've
just
been more
talking through these
consistent
as we go.
as far as the whole game. Like they've
Arizona
won games
State is who I have
that
at
they're
number
supposed to
two.
win, and
People forget that they
they've blown them
also
out.
beat Xavier by
Believe
quite a
it right
bit,
now. That's pretty rough.
180, 102 to
If I'd really thought
86.
about it, I probably would
And
have
they've
put
also
Michigan
they've
State
had
at
a
one.
really tough schedule. They beat San Diego State. They
But I really
beat
kind of just put this
UC
together on the
Irvine, which was
spot,
a
so
tournament
I did
team. They beat
mistakenly
Xavier. They
put mid.
beat St. John's. They beat Kansas. That's why for me, I believe they're the number two team in the
Right.
nation. Also, I have
Yeah.
some bias because I'm a Pac-12 basketball guy, so I'm all about Arizona State. I got Villanova at three, although I kind of regret that now because Wichita has had, I think, and their loss to Notre Dame was in the last second off free throws, so they could be, I think Wichita State could very easily make a case for one of the top two teams in the nation too, but I have Villanova and Wichita State
Well,
flipped from what you know. So your thoughts on that? Which on where I have Wichita State?
for me, Wichita State's played a. I think they've played a fairly great schedule. I think that you actually have them ranked pretty right because I have them at three. You have them at four. Not a huge difference. I don't discredit that loss to Notre Dame too much. Notre Dame's still a good basketball club. They have the huge win at Baylor. I know you said San Diego State was a good win, but I don't give that as much credit. But I still think they had the schedule. I agree with the ranking at three or four. Either spot would be fine with me. Maybe. And then you want to go ahead and go into your 5 through 10? Well, I have a question for you about that before we, I guess, might as well before we go farther. You told me the other, you told in the chat the other day, you said, or on Twitter the other day, you said that you wouldn't put Duke lower than three. What happened between these couple of days? It was when they lost to Boston College on Saturday.
Yeah, 5 through 10 for me. At five, I have
Okay, yeah.
Duke. I kind of wanted to put Duke lower just because they've come back and they've won, but not all of their games they've won convincingly. UNC, yeah. Okay, go for it. Well, I just rethought kind of my ranking
Yeah,
process, you
Duke's
know.
played a pretty.
This is the first year I've really made my rankings, so I
They
got
really
some
have
good counter
Florida. They
arguments
play
on that,
Florida,
and
Michigan
although I
State,
don't think the
Texas. That's
loss
a good
hurts
win.
them
I'll say
like
Texas is a
a
pretty good win.
Kansas or a Florida loss hurt
Indiana,
them
which I don't.
just because
Indiana's
they
not a
already
great team,
have.
but
My
we'll
point
talk about that in
really
a little
was
bit.
Duke already has some great wins to back
I mean,
them up
there's
to
a
kind of
lot on
anchor
the
them as a
schedule
top
that's
five team,
makes you think that
unlike some of these teams like
they're
Kansas and
not.
Florida that have lost
You
to
can't
these
justify
unranked
taking them
teams
out
and
of the top five.
fallen because they
Out of
haven't
the
played
top ten,
uber
I
tough
mean, not top
schedules
five.
up to that
You just
point.
can't justify it.
Or as tough a schedule as Duke. Duke has played
Right.
a monster schedule early. Right, Michigan State.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, we're 1-1.
Right. Yeah, that's why I have Duke where I have them. I have UNC at six. You have them at eight. I think that UNC is one of the most underrated teams in the nation. They're missing one of their top
Yes.
scorers. They're gonna get players down the stretch because of eligibility issues. UNC is playing fantastic football right now. Luke May, of course, hit basketball. Of course,
You
hit that incredible shot
could,
in
yes,
March
but at
Madness
the
last
same
year. He's
time,
backed that up
I
with a
do
great year this
remember
year,
losing
averaging
Michigan State
19
by
points
nearly
per game,
20.
10 rebounds
I
a
do
game,
remember that.
and two assists per
I know what
game.
you.
That's really
Yeah, I
good
know,
for
but
a center,
got whipped pretty good.
a
I mean,
slash
in that
power
game,
forward. He kind of plays a
I'm
4-5
still not quite
role.
there. I've seen them play
I
a
really
couple
like what
close
I've
games against
seen
teams that they should be
from North
beating
Carolina
by
thus
20
far, and I
plus.
think the
I've seen them
fact that the
lose by,
national
or
rankings have them at
they've won
seven
the
is too
game,
low.
but
I think six
they've
or
kept it
you
close. I mean, they've
to
kept
me,
some of
you
these
could
games
make an
close, so
argument that
that's
North
kind of why I
Carolina
have
is a
them a little
top five team
lower.
in the
But besides
nation.
that,
That's how
you
good I
definitely
think
couldn't
they
take them
are.
out of the top 10. They're no worse than 7. They're or 8, whatever I had them. 8. They're no worse than 8 in my opinion. The teams I have below them, I have the teams I have
Right,
below them,
but
they're better than those
that is
teams.
Michigan State. Yeah. They've played a very good unranked schedule, if that makes sense. They play Northern Iowa, who are a good mid-major team that should be expected to make the tournament this year, and they beat them. They've played Stanford, very good kind of. They're not a mid-major team, of
We're
course,
talking
but
about Arkansas. We're
Stanford's a
talking
good
about
Pac-12
Arkansas. You're talking
team.
about
They've
the.
played Arkansas, who we'll
Okay,
get to them a
I was
little
gonna
bit
say you were
later,
when you talked
but
about Arkansas. I was like, okay.
Arkansas, who are, I think, in my opinion, I think Arkansas is a borderline top 25 team. Their only losses come to number two, Michigan State. They beat Michigan. Michigan's a good win, even though they've struggled early out of the gates, and they beat Davidson, also a good win. I can see your point, though. They haven't had the toughest schedule, but
They start
down the stretch, it's
when they
going to be
play Wake
good. We'll talk
Forest.
about this game a little bit
Then
later,
they
but
get and then it gets tough because they play Florida
we're
State,
talking about North
Virginia,
Carolina currently.
Boston
But
College, which we just saw what they did. You can't say they're a bad team. They're a
yeah, their
pretty good
schedule
team.
over the
It might
next
not be
month
great,
gets
but
a lot
they're at least
tougher.
decent. And then
They
you go play
play
Notre Dame.
Tennessee
That
on
four game.
Sunday, then they play Wofford, Ohio State, Wake Forest, and Florida State. And then after Florida
That
State,
five game stretch could define this
they
team. It
start
really
their
could.
ACC
But you
play
still have
in
tough
a
games during
very
the
tough
SEC.
ACC,
The
you know?
ACC is the toughest
So
conference.
they.
It really is. I really, wouldn't you agree that
Right,
the
right,
ACC
right.
is the
Yeah.
toughest conference in the in college
That's
basketball?
what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And then they go play Clemson, and Clemson's nothing to laugh at either. Clemson only has one loss, and they're a good basketball team. It's the most top heavy. I wouldn't say, I'd say the toughest might be the SEC, actually, because you just have so many good teams that aren't necessarily ranked, but that have good records and that are
Right,
going to
yeah,
kind of
because
slug
this
each other, like
ACC's gonna come down
Mississippi
to,
State,
I th but I,
Missouri,
like I said, I think the
Alabama,
ACC's gonna come down
teams
to the
like that
wire if
who
it's
have kind of come out of the woodwork and
positioned
become these
correctly. If it's
great teams.
if you have
While you
teams that
still
are
have those staples
like a
like
North
Kentucky
Carolina
and
and Duke's
Florida, who
playing
we'll
it
get
out
to a little bit later,
in the end,
but
this is gonna be
I can
super
see
tough.
your point.
I
I'd
don't know
say
if this
the
is gonna come
ACC
out of
is
it.
one of the
Like,
toughest
but then again, that it
divisions
never
in the
works like
nation,
that. But
although
if
I
it
think
worked,
the
like you could
SEC
say it
will
worked
be
like that,
harder
and you
to
have
get out
Miami
of.
play in
So,
Virginia
to
or
rephrase, yes, I do
something
think
like
the
that,
ACC
this
is
is
the
gonna come
toughest
down to the
conference,
wire.
but the SEC will
I
be
would
the
say
toughest
that.
conference to
Would you?
win, in
I
my
think that's
opinion.
a fair statement. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how many good teams there are in this conference.
Yeah, I'd say that going into this, I'd say that the ACC, I think, has 11 teams that could go to March Madness, and that's almost the whole conference. And
Oh yeah,
the
when it comes
schedule,
down to
just
it,
to prove how much it
they're
how
either going to
tough it is,
be
I think they have
drifting
12
off as
possible
a
tournament
10
teams they'll play, because I
loss
think
team,
Ohio State will make the tournament.
or they'll come back
So
and they'll be very
if
good.
North Carolina can get through the rough part of their schedule and kind of survive to the weaker part where they start playing Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and NC State, even though Virginia Tech and NC State are good teams, if they can survive with all wins through there, I think they'd have to be considered at that point, I think, one of the best teams in the nation. You know?
Yeah, I thought we were pausing. I thought we were pausing the recording.
Moving on, we spent a lot of time on that one. Kentucky, I have Kentucky at 7. I know they're a young team,
Oh, of course, but the
but I
problem
think
is they
they're
haven't
rounding
really
into
played
shape and they're
anybody.
going to be
That's
dangerous
why they're
come
so
March.
low. They have
I
that loss
think
to
that right
Kansas,
now,
but that doesn't look
yes,
terrible, but
they are
besides that, they literally have
a.
played nobody, and that's
You threw
why
me off. You sent us something in our GM. Oh, no. So Kentucky, I think Kentucky's good at 7. I think they've had a good schedule. Their
but it's
losses have
about to
come
get
to
tough for
good
them because they play
teams.
Virginia Tech,
They are a young
UCLA,
team,
Louisville, which is
yes,
still no
but
joke, and
I
then you get
believe
into
that
SEC
they're
play,
still
which
one of the top teams in
the
the nation.
SEC's not terrible. I mean, that's tough. That's going to be a tough stretch.
Yeah.
To be honest, you could justify taking them out of the top 10. You really could.
Yeah,
I mean,
that really hurts.
there's a
But
reason
I don't know. Maybe
because you
that's a
really
good
wanted to
thing.
find one.
Maybe Coach Calipari can get his guys warmed up and get them ready for a stretch run. Yeah. Which is tough. Yeah. Yeah, and they almost lost to Harvard on Saturday, so I mean, I feel bad not. ESPN's the official Associated Press has them at 8, which I mean, I think that's a little bit too high. Miami at 8. They haven't really played anyone either, but they've played well enough nonetheless. Xavier has been a real surprise. I have them at 9. Xavier's had a really good schedule thus far. They've won big games. They beat Cincinnati when Cincinnati was ranked higher than them by a solid margin, over 10 points. So that's a great win for them. They beat Baylor, who was higher ranked than them. They beat Xavier. Yeah, they beat Hampton, who looked good at the beginning of the year. They have some good wins, and their only loss is to Arizona State, who might be the best team in the country. So it looks pretty good for them right now. And they have the one problem I might end up seeing with them to stay in the top 10 is they kind of have a cupcake schedule over the next month. They play Eastern Tennessee and then Marshall. Yeah, Northern Iowa, which is a good team, but they're no Power 5 team that's going to really
have a pretty cupcake schedule for the next
challenge.
Couple of weeks.
Marquette, like the only big games I think they really have until
we both have them right
their first really big game is against Villanova on the 10th of January. But until then, I think the biggest games they have are Xavier and Providence. So not a super tough schedule. Xavier.
I don't think they should. I'm not going to argue and say they shouldn't be, but for me, the loss to Florida doesn't look as good now. It looks pretty rough. I know Florida's still going to be a top 25 team, but still, I still think that looks pretty rough. And then the Villanova loss was a good whooping, to put it in.
Why don't you you start and tell me why you think Gonzaga shouldn't be
where that still doesn't look good. For me, Texas A&M, their only loss is versus Arizona. I don't think Arizona's as good as advertised, not when they were ranked number one. I thought that was utterly ridiculous, but they're still a good team. They just had a bad stretch of basketball. See, I almost said football, too.
That game was close. That game was close down the stretch. The score is deceiving. It was close down the stretch.
That's why I really have Texas A&M in the top 10. I wouldn't say that I couldn't put Gonzaga in, but I think Gonzaga's two losses to Texas A&M's one very close loss down to the wire. I'm going to take Texas A&M for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I could see your point, and it's not like I'd have Texas A&M
at
way down there.
12,
I'd have
right
Texas
there,
A&M
like,
at like 11, and Gonzaga at 10, and I could flip-flop them either way.
Of the losses,
to me, Gonzaga, before the loss,
wins.
I know you say it looks like a bad loss now, but I don't prescribe to that theory. I at the time, Florida looked like a top five team in the nation. So I think that's a good loss. You yourself said Texas has been a good team this year. They beat on down on
Yes.
Texas. Creighton has played really well this year. They beat Creighton by quite a bit. The Villanova score is misleading. I can see your point, though. Where would you have Gonzaga? I can see your point, and I might have to prescribe to that because Texas A&M has had a tougher schedule
I have them
too.
ranked at
They've played West
13.
Virginia,
I don't
they've
think they should
played
falter that
Oklahoma
much.
State, they've
They
played
do only have
Texas
two losses. It's
A&M,
not like they
they've
I
played
know the one
USC,
loss
they've played
recently against Washington
they've
was
played
pretty
a tough
rough,
schedule
but
as well,
the
probably
Arizona
tougher
State
than
loss
Gonzaga,
looks
but
pretty good
like I said,
now.
it could go either way.
That's
Okay,
why I
so
have them
the
ranked
next
a
two
lot
teams I
higher
want
than
to
I
talk
do
about
Florida.
have
Where do you
really
have
kind of
Kansas
fallen
ranked?
off, and I think that it's two different situations. One's Kansas and one's Florida, and let me just start by asking you just quickly, just tell me where you have them ranked. Where do you have Kansas ranked?
Fifteen, yeah.
I have Kansas at 15. I agree. I think Kansas was, they shoot one of the highest 3-point percentages in the country. And although college basketball is going more towards this 3-point shooting style of game, eventually you're going to have a bad night and kind of cool down. And that's kind of what's happened to Kansas, especially against Washington. So I view that is a it's a bad looking loss, but you can't. I don't think that knocks them down further than at 15, in my opinion. I could see them at 13 too. I think
Yeah, I have them
Florida
at
I'm much
25.
more worried
Actually, yeah,
about
you could
because
easily justify taking
they've
them
ju
out completely.
against
I
Florida
wouldn't.
State just
I have them right there
outplayed
on the
them. Like
cusp
they
of in
flat
and
up
out. I
ran up and
was
down
trying
the
to decide,
court
like,
on them.
are they even ranked?
And
But
that
for.
really concerned me, and then to come back and
I
lose right after that game
hurts.
to another unranked team, and then almost lose to Cincinnati. I think
Top five team.
that's a real
We
problem
had
in
this. They had this
my
team
mind.
ranked at five.
I think that where you
And
have
the
them is more
Cincinnati loss.
accurate, actually, than
Cincinnati
where
is a
I have.
pretty good
I
basketball
have them at
club.
20. You have them at 25.
Oh no, but I still don't look at that as a bad win, so to speak. I know you said it wasn't a great Gonzaga looks like a good win, but the
Losing
loss to
to
Duke
Lo
looks
losing to
still looks good.
Loyola
It's
by more
but the
than
Florida
like
State and the
5 points, that's
Loyal
just
Chicago
unacceptable
whatever the no name
for a
school,
top 25
that's
team. And
unacceptable. That's
like
like
no
completely out of the realm of realistic, and that's why especially
right,
if it's a
yeah,
one
like
point loss.
that's
But
unacceptable.
this is a 6 point loss. This is like you couldn't even came back at
Well,
the last
Cincinnati
second and
didn't
won this
lose. They didn't
basketball game.
lose to
That's
Cincinnati.
ridiculous.
They barely beat
But and
Cincinnati.
that's why I have them at 25, and I could easily justify taking them out completely.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. To be honest, who do you have? I'm not gonna use yours. I'm just wondering. Go ahead.
The best quick speed round, the best unranked team in the country, in your opinion, is for me, For me, I don't pay attention a whole lot to be unranked, but just because our good friend Josh and at not Jason Hayward on Twitter, shout out to him. I think it's Arkansas because he makes a good point. Arkansas has played a tough schedule. They do have a bad looking loss to Houston because Houston lost to Drexler earlier in the year. But other than that, they've played pretty good teams. They haven't beat a top, they just beat Minnesota. I think that it was a
You're talking about the
mistake that
Houston loss?
ESPN
You're talking about
didn't
the Houston
rank
Cougars?
them. I'd
Oh my
say that
goodness,
for
that's
me,
such a
they're
bad
probably
loss.
my
Like that,
25th best team
there's no
in the
justifying
country.
that loss.
That's where I have them currently. And they've played a pretty tough schedule up to this point. They've played Nebraska, although they did lose to
Okay,
Nebraska. They've beaten. They have a loss to UTEP, which really hurts them. But other than that, they've beaten New Mexico State. They played Kansas pretty tough down to the end.
you don't get
They
screwed out of a
beat
20-point
Charlotte.
loss.
They've beaten Tulsa. I know these don't sound like a mate. Oh,
Well,
my
first
bad,
off,
my
you don't
bad,
get
my
screwed
bad.
out of
I
a
typed in
fully screwed out of
Arkansas
a
schedule
20-point
and I got
loss. That was
basketball.
not
So
fully
all those
getting
teams were
screwed over.
totally wrong. I knew
For
looking at
me,
it that
like I said,
I
that
was
Houston
totally
loss
wrong.
bites.
They beat,
I
so
know
they beat
Houston's
Fresno
playing pretty
State,
well
which
right
is a good
now, but
team. They
you
beat
do look back and
Oklahoma,
they
which is a
lost
good
to
team. They almost
Drexel,
they got
a
screwed
no-name
out of a game
school.
against UNC.
That's
They beat
completely.
Connecticut. They're one of the better programs in the
They're
country.
5-5. Drexel's 5-5. That's
The
ridiculous.
loss to Houston does
For
really
me,
hurt
it's
them,
Oklahoma.
but that's why, in
The
my
reason I
opinion,
say
they're the best
Oklahoma is they've had
unranked
one
team.
bad
If we're
game, I
talking
know their
about best
schedule isn't
unranked
that
teams,
great.
I think they're
They've
back
beaten
for me.
USC. They lost by 10 to Arkansas.
Right.
They have some pretty. I still say that they're probably right there on the outside looking in. We're about to find out about them in the 4 days when they play Wichita State, though. If they can pull off a win, they're definitely top 25. The Oklahoma Sooners. He's pretty good. Grayson Allen's played
moving
pretty
on,
well, but for
so
me,
for you,
it's
who's your
Monty
best unranked team?
Colson. I think he's
That
pretty
went
good.
way
I think
longer
he's
than
played
I
like
thought, by the
the
way.
best player in the country so far.
Now, I agree with
But
that.
it's pretty close,
Moving
though.
on,
We have so many good players this
I
year.
mean, we've kind of already gone over why Oklahoma's played a good schedule. Even though they do have that loss to Arkansas, I think Arkansas is the best unranked team, so. I have no real arguments there. Who do you think the best player in the
Falling
nation
asleep
right
before the
now is?
podcast, too.
I'm gonna have to go with Miles Bridges. Yeah. Moving on to our next thing. God, I am like sort of falling asleep here. I don't know why.
And we're talking
Oh,
about
we already covered
Houston's
this.
the
Why
best team
would
in the
we
nation.
cover what the who the best team in the nation is? All right. Okay. So let's pick some notable games from this weekend
Oh yeah,
just
oh, I
to
thought that's
kind
what
of
we're talking
close it
about.
out.
I think
First of all, let's
you think
start
you kind of got
with
me. Oh, okay, never
Oklahoma
mind.
and Wichita
You got
State. As we mentioned, Oklahoma, you
For me,
believe
I
is a
have
great
Wichita
team.
State. I don't
They're
even think
7-1.
it's going to be
Wichita
that
State's
close.
8-1.
Wichita
This
State
win would
blowout.
look really good for Wichita before they get into Missouri Valley play. I'm going to take Wichita in this one, but it wouldn't shock me if it's very close. No. We already covered that, though, right? Your number one team is who you think is the best team in the nation, right?
It may not be up yet.
Oh no, I you got me confused. Oklahoma, Wichita State, who you got?
Yeah, I have Kansas bouncing back. They're not going to lose this week after they just lost.
I don't
And
think it's gonna be a
Nebraska
blowout, but
has been
I'm still
playing
taking Wichita
okay
State.
for the most
Kansas
part.
and
I have
Nebraska,
Kansas.
I think
I do
Kansas
think they'll keep it fairly close,
bounces
though. I
back.
really
I do
do.
think Kansas wins, and the line for this game is currently, oh, I can't find the line for this game for some reason. It's not on ESPN, but I think Kansas will win by at least 15 points, and I think they bounce back against Nebraska.
I have Rutgers winning this one in an upset. The Rutgers they played Michigan State and they played Michigan State pretty closely the other day, like it was almost
Seton
equal.
Hall,
But
one of the
I
most
think they could pull
surprised.
off this upset. They
I
look
really like
like a
watching Seton Hall
formidable
play because I'm a
team, and
big
they played the past two
mid-majors
games. I know
fan.
they're no-name
They've
schools,
gotten
but
to the
I think
tournament the
that they're going
past
to
few
pull off this
years, and
upset.
it's just exciting to see them play really good opponents before they get to their conference play. They got Rutgers this
Ooh.
week. Rutgers is 8-3, a very good program. I'm going to take Seton Hall though, but I think it'll be a close game.
I'm going to take Florida State. They've played much better, in my opinion. And they haven't beat anybody
Moving
that's
on
really
to our
good. I
next
mean,
game,
talking
which
about
involves
Oklahoma State, and
Oklahoma
I just
State
don't know.
and Florida
I don't
State.
know what
Florida
that team
State
is
just
yet.
became ranked.
But
Florida
they have
State's
played
9-0.
good teams. They've
They've
got
played
waxed on the
really
field,
well,
so
but I'm going to
on
take
the
the upset
basketball
here.
court. So
Oklahoma State has played really well
I'm going
this
to take
year.
Florida State in this one.
They played Wichita State tight for most of their game before Wichita State kind of pulled away down the stretch. I think it's going to be an upset. I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
Oh my goodness. For me, I have Cincinnati. I'm kind of high. Like I said earlier, I'm fairly high on Cincinnati. I think they're still a good basketball club. But this game's going to be extremely tight and come down to the end because UCLA is good too. These teams are very close to each other. I can't say that I have
Moving on,
Cincinnati winning
Cincinnati
by more than
plays
5 points.
UCLA. UCLA hasn't played badly, but they
I'm going
lost
to
to
take Cincinnati
Michigan in
by 2 points.
overtime after
It's
giving
going to be
up
an
a
extremely close game.
semi-big lead on Saturday. Who you got in this one? I'll let you start. I agree. I think Cincinnati will end up winning, although I do really like UCLA. They only really have their big man Welsh. They don't have the 3-point shooting that they have in years past with Lonzo Ball. It's tough to win with a big man as your one of your better 3-point shooters. So I think this will be close. It would not shock me at all if
That could
UCLA won
happen.
this
I
game,
think
and
I'm gonna
I'm
take
going to
Florida
be
in a
rooting for
close one.
UCLA, but I think that
But Clemson's played
Cincinnati
good,
will end up
so
pulling out the
that's why I
victory
would
here.
say it's
You
gonna be
talked me
close.
into
I
it.
can't see. I can't
Moving
imagine
on
this being
to our next game,
Florida has not like
which
Florida.
is
Well,
Florida
I don't
and
know what Florida
Clemson
team I'm gonna
on
see. Am I gonna see the one I've seen the past
late night?
six games or
I
two
think I'm
weeks,
gonna go
or am I gonna
Clemson
see the
here.
one that
I
played
think Florida
great
drops another one.
against
I think they're
Gonzaga?
just playing
And
really
I just
badly
don't
right now, and I
know.
think Clemson's gonna
But I'm gonna
get
take
him
Florida,
in a
but
bad
I'm not
spot, and I think
confident
that
in
the
that
next
pick at all.
rankings we
I
won't
could
see
very easily
Florida
see
in, and
Clemson pulling off
we'll
this
see
upset.
Clemson jump
And if
right
they
in.
do, I think they should be put in the AP top 25. Even though that's quite meaningless until the end. Yeah, I'm gonna take the North Carolina Tar Heels too. I think it, like I said, like I've been saying, I think this game's gonna come. I know it's funny that it's kind of. I have to pick a game by blowout. So. Tennessee's not
North Carolina and Tennessee, the only game we have Sunday of real note.
This game probably will not be close.
I think this is going to be the best game of the weekend, hands down.
I really like the way Tennessee's been playing, but
after what I just said about North Carolina, I got to stick with it. I really like the way the Tar Heels are playing right now, and I'm going to take North Carolina. I think it'll be close, but right, yeah.
And oh my God.
All right, and with that, we will let y'all go. Full disclosure: we're recording this Tuesday, so if something crazy happens in college basketball, like I don't know, a team disappears or something, or some player gets hurt in practice, we didn't know.
This podcast is coming.
Getting hurt. Oh, no way.
Just know this podcast is coming Friday.
Or a big upset happening between now and then, which there aren't really that many. Wow, I did not see that upset coming. So, hopefully you all hear. So, I think we've covered all possible scenarios. We'll be back with our football show tomorrow. Which doesn't make sense because you'll hear this after you hear a football preview show. But we'll be back with this. We're messing with the space-time continuum, man. Having some fun. We don't know when we'll see you, but maybe let's say mid-January. We'll see you mid-January. Bye-bye.